This is WGCU News. I'm Rachel Iacovone. Southwest Florida has been feeling the effects of water releases from Lake Okeechobee for weeks now. Its effects most obvious in Cape Coral, where the canal-based grid system of the city means many of its residents have backyards that dip down into the water, which is now filled with toxic blue-green algae. So the city invited the Army Corps of Engineers to come give a presentation at the Cape Coral Yacht Club Tuesday, where the only thing stronger than the stench of the water were the voices of the outraged citizens.
Can you tell me what your sign says?
It just says, don't slime us. That's what they're doing. I could use a word that I don't usually use, but what they're doing is sliming on us. They're doing other things to us too, but I wouldn't say that.
Tim Thompson has lived in Southwest Florida for 31 years. But in spite of the handmade sign in his hands, Thompson says he doesn't consider himself an activist. Many of the couple hundred people standing outside of the yacht club say the same, though the meeting inside is at its 500-person capacity, and outside, it's smelly, sticky, and starting to storm. Shiva Goodman and her 11-year-old daughter, Shelby, are both symbolically wearing surgical masks. Goodman says, rain or shine, they're sticking it out until the end, because she has some words for the Army Corps of Engineers.
It seems like they're always telling us they're repairing the dikes, but the levels never change as to how high the water level can go.
Goodman used to live in Stewart, which regularly experiences similar algae blooms from the releases sent down the St. Lucie River to the east coast of the state.
There's no worse over here than there is over there. It's all bad, but the deterioration here is happening very rapidly and people aren't as educated. So it's worse here because the people don't know what's going on.
Turns out the outcome of the meeting won't bring relief to either coast anytime soon. The Army Corps of Engineers simply restated a stance familiar to Florida's coastal communities. The agency told those in attendance there's nowhere else the water can go but east and west. Rachel Iacovone, WGCU News, Cape Coral.